A large part of the infrastructure bill is focused on rebuilding roads, bridges, and railways across the U.S. Based on the funding formula, Utah is set to receive $2.4 billion for federal aid highway apportioned programs, with another $225 billion for repairing and replacing bridges over the next 5 years. This funding will be distributed from the federal government to the Utah Department of Transportation, also known as UDOT. John Gleason is the Public Information Officer for UDOT, and he says this funding will be used to help maintain Utah roadways.
We use the federal dollars for rehabilitation, preservation projects, those projects that keep our roads in good shape and allow people to get to where they're going safely.
Gleason says a key advantage of funding from this bill is that it's set for the next 5 years.
With the approval of the infrastructure bill is great news for Utah because it means a consistent funding source that we don't have to worry about where that funding is going to come from. It makes up about 20% of our budget, so it's an important part of our overall budget to handle the roads.
Gleason explains that in Utah, large-scale projects like construction on I-80 or 215 are funded by the state.
Most of the big capacity projects that you hear about are state-funded, and we take a lot of pride in the fact that, you know, a lot of those big freeway projects that we talk quite a bit about are all funded with state dollars.
Given how recently this funding was approved, UDOT is still working out the specifics of how it's going to be spent.
I think it's accurate to say that we're waiting to see how so much of this is going to unfold and how we can best utilize the money here. But this is a continuation of the program that we've seen here and that we anticipate every year.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.